All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we are diving headfirst into meme coins.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, meme coins on the BNB chain.
Okay.
Think Dogecoin.
Yeah, yeah.
Shiba Inu, all those cryptos that like started as a joke.
Right.
But then suddenly, bam, they're worth millions.
Yeah.
So what we want to unpack today is how BNB chain is kind of becoming this like breeding ground for all these tokens.
Mm-hmm.
Are they all just hype? Or is there something more there? What do you think?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, BNB chain, which used to be called Binance Smart Chain.
Right.
It was really built for speed.
Okay.
And low transaction fees.
Right.
Which makes it, you know, really attractive for these meme coins because you can trade huge volumes without, you know, paying an arm and a leg in fees.
Right. Right.
And it uses this proof of staked authority consensus mechanism, which means it can process transactions way faster.
Much faster.
Yeah, than like Bitcoin's proof of work.
Okay, so that explains the speed part. But how do they keep the fee so low?
Well, the block size on BNB chain is bigger, so you can fit more transactions together.
Okay.
And because it uses proof of staked authority, it doesn't need as much, you know, computing power.
Right.
Which means it costs less for people to use.
Makes sense. It's like, you know, you're in the express lane on the highway.
Yeah.
Instead of being stuck in traffic.
Exactly.
Okay. But let's get into the people who are making these meme coins.
Okay.
There's this platform called 4.meme.
Uh-huh.
How easy is it to just like create a token? Can anyone do it?
So 4.meme is super interesting. That's like imagine a website where you have these drag and drop tools, right?
Okay.
You can basically just make your own token.
Right.
Without any coding.
Wow.
Yeah. You choose the name.
Okay.
The symbol.
Uh-huh.
How many tokens you want. You can even add some basic like tokenomics features.
So really anyone can do it.
It's designed to be so easy to use.
Wow.
That anyone can create a token.
I mean, that's kind of cool. But that also sounds like a recipe for, I don't know, maybe some problems.
Right.
Because if it's that easy, wouldn't there just be a ton of, I don't know,
yeah,
not so great tokens popping up?
It's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Right. BNB chain has made it super easy to make new stuff.
Right.
But there's so many tokens now, it's hard to know which ones are good.
So how do we tell?
And that's why you need good data. And BNB chain knows that.
Okay.
They've actually partnered with av.ai.
Okay.
To make these daily rankings of all the meme coins.
Oh, cool.
Based on things like how much money is in them.
Okay.
And how easy they are to trade.
So before I go and buy like the newest dog theme token, I can go on av.ai.
Exactly.
Check it out. See what's up.
See what the data says.
Yeah.
What kind of data are we talking about exactly?
Or like, you know, market cap.
Okay.
So like how much all the tokens are worth together.
Right, right.
And then also, you know, liquidity data.
Okay. Which is basically like, how easy is it to buy and sell the token?
Right. Yeah.
Without, you know, the price changing a lot.
Oh,
so if it's easy to buy and sell it, that usually means it's a better token.
Okay, so there's actual numbers.
Yeah.
It's not all just hype.
Av.ai pulls all this data from the blockchain.
Okay.
And puts it like in a format that's easy to read.
Awesome. But I also read about this thing called Binance Alpha, another BNB chain platform for like more serious research.
Yeah.
What's the difference between that and av.ai?
Think of av.ai like your, you know, everyday dashboard. It's just a quick look at what's happening.
Uh-huh.
Binance Alpha is like where you go to really dig deep.
Got it.
They have these whole research reports.
Okay.
Early signals about, you know, what's going to happen in the market.
Okay.
And even stuff about like how many people are using the token.
Oh, wow.
And how much trading is going on.
So it's like for, you know, if you really want to go deep on a project.
Yeah. For people who really want to understand the token.
Okay. So BNB chain has got the speed, the low fees, tools to make the coins.
Yeah.
And data to help us make sense of it all.
Yeah.
But let's be real.
Okay.
When people think meme coins, they think memes.
Right.
They think jokes.
Jokes.
Is there anything more to it than that?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it brings us to the story of the TST token.
Oh, right.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
It was just a demo on 4.meme.
Yeah.
And then it blew up.
It exploded, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even supposed to be a real token.
Oh, wow.
It was just an example for a tutorial.
Oh, okay.
But then people saw it.
Yeah.
And it went viral.
Mm-hmm.
And in just a few days, it was worth like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
Crazy, right?
Classic meme coin story.
Yeah, it just shows how unpredictable it is.
The Wild West.
Totally, yeah.
Crazy.
It was so unexpected that even CZ, the CEO of Binance, had to talk about it on Twitter.
Really?
He had to like tell everyone, hey, this is not a Binance token.
Oh, okay.
And be careful because meme coins are risky.
So even though BNB chain was made for meme coins,
yeah,
they still worry about things getting out of control.
Oh, yeah.
TST was like a wake-up call.
Yeah, it just showed that meme coins are really volatile.
Right.
Even if the platform is built for them, there's always risk.
So anyone can make a meme coin on BNB chain.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's going to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
Like Dogecoin.
Exactly.
And that's where tools like av.ai are important.
Yeah.
To help us like separate the good ones from the bad ones.
Right. Separate the hype from the real projects.
So it's not just FOMOing into the next big thing.
Exactly.
You'll look at the data.
Yeah.
Understand the risks.
Right.
And make smart decisions.
That's it.
Wow. This is fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
We've already covered so much. The tech behind BNB chain, the tools for creating meme coins.
Right.
Even a like a warning story about the risks.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
Well, now that we've kind of got the basics,
yeah,
I think it's time to like look at some actual meme coins.
Okay.
On BNB chain.
Awesome.
See what they're all about.
All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of
it. Yeah.
I'm ready to see what this BNB chain meme coin world is really all about.
Let's go.
All right, so we talked about like all the tech stuff behind BNB chain.
Yeah.
The tools for making these meme coins, the data to help us understand it all.
Right.
But let's get down to it.
Okay.
Are there any meme coins on BNB chain that are like actually worth paying attention to?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it depends, you know.
On what?
What you're looking for.
Okay.
Some people want the next, like, Dogecoin.
Right. The moonshine.
Yeah, they want to get rich quick. Yeah. Other people are more interested in, like, the community or what you can actually do with the token.
Right. It's not just about, like, throwing money at something and hoping for the best.
Exactly. You got to look deeper.
Yeah.
Understand what the project is all about.
Okay.
Like, one example I think is interesting is this token called a...
What's it called?
Insert name of actual meme coin project on BNB chain.
Okay.
And they've built a really strong community around their project. They do like these live Q&As events.
So they're actually trying to build something.
Yeah. They're not just trying to pump and dump it.
That's good.
Yeah. What about the token itself?
Yeah. What about?
Like, can you do anything with it?
Does it have like utility?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. So their token.
Okay.
You can use it to like vote.
Oh, cool.
On stuff in their ecosystem.
So the holders have some control.
Yeah, they get to decide what happens with the project.
Yeah.
And they're also working on connecting it to, like...
To what?
A decentralized exchange.
Okay.
And some NFT projects.
So it's more than just a meme with a funny picture.
Definitely. And that's what I find so cool about the meme coin space.
Yeah.
You're seeing this shift from just hype to... projects that are actually trying to build something useful.
But let's be real.
Okay.
Most of these projects are still really new.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of potential, but also a lot of risk.
Totally.
How can you tell if a project is legit?
You have to do your research.
Okay.
Like look at the people behind the project.
Okay.
Are they like real people?
Uh-huh.
Have they done anything before?
Right, right.
What's their plan?
So it's like investing in a startup.
Yeah.
You got to look at the fundamentals.
Exactly. And tools like Av.ai and Binance Alpha can really help with this.
Okay.
Av.ai gives you like a quick overview of how the token is doing.
Okay.
Binance Alpha has more a deep analysis.
Got it.
Research reports, all that stuff.
So Av.ai is like our daily driver.
Exactly.
And Binance Alpha is for when we want to go deeper.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
We keep talking about Av.ai, but I'm still like not totally clear on how it works.
Okay.
It gets data from the blockchain.
Yeah.
But how does it make that into something I can understand?
I think of it like a translator for blockchain data.
Okay.
You know, most people can't read code.
Right.
Av.ai takes that code.
Yeah.
And turns it into charts.
Okay.
Graphs.
Yeah.
Numbers that make sense.
Like what kind of numbers?
Like how much trading is happening.
Okay.
What's the market cap?
Right.
Even like what people are saying about it on social media.
Whoa, wow.
While in one place.
It was like a dashboard.
Yeah, like a control panel for meme coins.
That's pretty cool.
And it's super helpful because, you know,
yeah,
meme coins move so fast.
They do.
You need to be able to see what's happening quickly.
Okay, but what about the AI part of Av.ai?
Right.
What does the artificial intelligence actually do? Yeah.
So the AI looks at all the data and it finds patterns, trends that maybe we wouldn't see.
Oh, interesting.
It can tell us like
Right.
which tokens are starting to take off,
Okay.
which ones might be risky.
Got it.
It can even try to predict what the price will do in the future.
Really?
It's
It's like having a crystal ball.
like having a team of analysts working for you.
Wow.
But, you know,
Yeah.
AI isn't perfect.
Yeah.
Can't see everything.
Especially with meme coin.
Exactly, because so much of it is driven by like what people are feeling,
Right.
and that's hard to predict.
So the AI is learning,
Yeah.
but it's not perfect.
It's a tool,
Right.
not a guarantee.
So we still got to use our own brains
You still have to do your
and make
research.
our own decisions.
Exactly. Avval.ai just helps you make better decisions.
And that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Giving people the tools to understand this new world,
Yeah.
to make smart choices.
Yeah. Make smart choices. Exactly.
And meme coins, I mean, they
Yeah.
started as a joke,
Yeah.
but they're becoming a real part of crypto.
Oh, yeah.
And BNB Chain is leading the way.
Definitely.
And with tools like Aave.ai and Binance Alpha,
Yeah.
it's not as scary.
It's easier to navigate.
So yeah, meme coins are more than just memes now.
They're evolving.
They're becoming more sophisticated,
Yeah.
more data-driven.
More data-driven,
And
exactly.
that's where Aave.ai comes in
It gives you the information you need.
to make good decisions.
Exactly. We're seeing this like
Of
convergence
what?
of technology,
Okay.
community, creativity.
All powered by BNB Chain.
Yeah, the speed, the low fees.
Well,
It's the perfect place for meme coins to grow.
and with platforms like 4.meme,
Yeah.
anyone can create a token.
It's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
It is.
But how does this all connect to that TST story?
Right.
The one that blew up.
Yeah.
So TST is like the perfect example of the potential
Yeah.
and the risk.
Of meme coins.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
on one hand, it shows how fast
Yeah.
a token can blow up,
Yeah.
even if it starts as a joke.
Even if it's an accident.
But on the other hand,
Yeah.
it's a reminder that this market is
Yeah.
crazy,
Unpredictable.
volatile,
You never know what's going to
even
happen.
with all the tools and data.
Yeah.
Things can still go wrong.
Absolutely.
So meme coins,
Yeah.
fun and exciting,
Yeah.
but
Be careful.
approach with caution.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why what CZ said about TST was so important. It was a reminder
Of what?
that even though this is all fun,
Yeah.
we still need to be responsible.
Right.
Do our research.
Due diligence.
Yeah, due diligence. We can't just throw money at anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like the Wild West out there,
Yeah.
even with all these tools and stuff.
Right.
It's also exciting to see these meme coins changing,
Yeah.
evolving. Like they're not just jokes anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're watching this whole new thing being born, like a new kind of asset
Yeah.
driven by community,
Okay.
memes, but also like serious tech and data analysis.
And speaking of data, you mentioned Binance Alpha as
Yeah.
another resource. So Aave.ai is like our daily dashboard.
Yeah.
What's Binance Alpha like?
So if Avri.ai is a quick glance,
Okay.
Binance Office is like going to the library.
Okay.
They have these deep dive research reports that go
Gotcha.
way beyond just like the basic numbers.
Okay, so what kind of stuff do they look at?
They'll analyze like how the token works,
Okay.
what's happening on the blockchain, even the team behind the project,
Oh, wow.
their experience, all that.
It's like a background check.
Yeah, like a professional due diligence report.
So if you're serious about meme coins,
Yeah.
Binance Alpha is the place to go. But it makes me wonder, with all this data,
Yeah.
all this analysis, are meme coins losing their, like,
What memeness?
that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
I think there will always be both.
Okay.
You'll have the tokens that are just about the meme.
Right, the hype.
Yeah, the hype.
Okay.
Those probably won't last.
Okay.
And then you'll have projects
Yeah.
that use the meme, the community,
Yeah.
to build something more.
Something real.
Yeah, something with actual value.
So it's like the good ones will survive.
Yeah, the ones with substance will rise to the top.
And that's good for crypto, right?
Definitely. Meme coins bring in new people who are new to crypto.
Okay.
And as they learn more,
Yeah.
they'll demand more from these projects.
So meme coins are like the gateway drug
Maybe, yeah.
to the rest of crypto?
It's a fun way to get started.
Yeah.
And these new people, they bring a fresh perspective.
Oh. Like a sense of fun.
Yeah.
Creativity.
That maybe traditional finance doesn't have.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not all sunshine and rainbows, right?
No.
We talked about the volatility.
Yeah.
The scams.
Yeah.
The need to do your research.
It's important to be careful.
Yeah.
And to learn as much as you can.
And that's where Av.ai and Binance Alpha come in.
Exactly.
Giving people the tools.
And the knowledge.
To stay safe.
Yeah. And to make good choices.
So they're like building a foundation.
Yeah.
For a stronger meme coin market.
Exactly. And that's why I'm so excited about meme coins on BNB chain.
Yeah.
I think we're just getting started.
Well, I've got to say, this deep dive has been awesome.
It could.
I came in thinking meme coins were just a joke.
Yeah.
But now I see there's so much more to it.
It's a whole ecosystem.
With real potential.
Definitely.
I'm glad you could join us today.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a great conversation.
It has.
So for everyone listening, what's the one thing you want them to remember about meme coins on BNB chain?
Remember that meme coins are more than just memes.
Okay.
They're about community, technology, and finance all coming together.
Yeah.
There are risks, but also huge potential.
So much potential.
It's a really exciting space.
And with the right tools and knowledge,
yeah,
anyone can be a part of it.
Exactly.
So to all our listeners out there,
yeah,
keep exploring.
Stay curious.
Do your research.
And happy trading, everyone.